The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom is an independent bipartisan federal advisory body. Last month, it hosted a virtual meeting with the Sudanese Minister of Religious Affairs, Nasreddin Mofreh, during his visit to the United States. Mofreh said Sudan has repealed all laws enacted under former President Omar al-Bashir that restricted religious freedoms and passed new laws that guarantee religious freedom and human rights. Mofreh says Sudan has a long history of religious tolerance where mosques and churches stood side by side and Christians practiced their faith without restrictions. He says only during dictatorial governments were the rights of Christians and other non-Muslims restricted. He says his government has made it a priority to eliminate all laws used to impose one version of Islam on the whole country. For 20 years, the commission recommended to the U.S. State Department that Sudan be kept on the list of countries of particular concern for egregious violations of religious freedom under the Bashir administration. But in its 2021 annual report, the commission recommended that Sudan be removed from the list. Chairperson Anurima Bargava tells VOA that since Bashir was ousted from power in 2019, Sudan has taken important steps to abolish religious oppression.
The repeal of the public order laws in July of 2020, so last year, there was a passage of the Most Miscellaneous Amendment Act, which repealed the apostasy law, it ended female genital mutilation, allowed non-Muslims to drink alcohol, abolished the guardianship law, all of which are important.
She says Christians in Sudan are now free from the routine monitoring and harassment they experienced for decades.
There were steps taken to stop what had been the persecution and harassment of churches, of Christian communities. And so there was a decree last May to disband the church councils that had been appointed by the Bashir regime to essentially oppress Christian communities and the practice of their faith.
Ra'fat Samir is chairman of the Evangelical Community Council in Sudan. He says it is true Christian leaders are no longer harassed by security like they used to be under Bashir. He says the government needs to do more.
Most of what we have is from improvement in religious freedom in Sudan has done because of the help of the help and the pressure of our friends from outside and from inside Sudan. All of the one who believe in the religious freedom because of the relaxation or part of it have been deceived from the actions of the new government. But at the end, we feel till now, after 2 years from forming the new government, that there is no positive improvement for the Christian religious freedom in Sudan.
Samir says up to now, Sudanese Christians have not had their requests for establishing new churches approved, and the government has not recovered the numerous churches that were shut down or converted to be used for other purposes during the Bashir administration. Samir says the number of churches in Khartoum a little while ago was slightly over 300 churches. The ones that are officially registered with the government are only around 10 churches. The rest exist in residential areas and are unregistered. He says Sudan has yet to ensure fair representation of Christians in government, especially in the Ministry of Religious Affairs and Endowments. Bargava agrees that Sudan's transitional government must do more to improve religious freedoms for Christians and other non-Muslims in Sudan.
It's not enough to stop persecution and harassment. You also want ways in which communities feel safe, supported, and that they belong within the country and can take the steps that others have been able to take who practice other faiths that have been supported by the government.
Bargava says her office will continue monitoring the status of religious freedom in Sudan and support the government's efforts to ensure that all Sudanese citizens enjoy religious and human rights. For VOA News, I'm Nabil Biagio in Washington.